So many things that she would tell us about that they went through and they did. Didn't have proper clothing, but the mom always taught them, you keep yourself clean. Keep your underclothes clean. Keep your clothes clean. Keep what you have. And I'm going somewhere because I see a failure and a lack of children being taught the importance of keeping what they have instead of casting everything aside and saving something and just casting it aside and always wanting something new. Now, God provides. But Mama would say that she worked harder than most men, she and her sisters, all of them. Those were some working women. And after she married my dad, and she said, and I'm sharing what the Lord gives me to share. I didn't write it down. She said, when she was born and when she was 4 years old, or daddy was three years old. She said, daddy gave me to Alvin when I was four. That's when 4 years old. I was interviewing her for a family reunion. And did you know? She said, I always knew I was going to marry him. And they did. But my dad's father died when he was 16. And dad and mama married when he was 21. So he had to be the dad of his younger siblings and for his mom. But they had a work ethic that I don't see too often now. Not in myself. My husband has that work ethic. His just goes a little overboard, you know. But they worked, and they taught us to work, and they taught us what was right and what was good and what was proper and what was kind. She was kind and gentle. She could be firm now, but she was kind and gentle. But the thing was, she prayed, she had faith, and she believed God. My second sister, who is the, sixth child. When she was 3 or 4 years old, you know, they used to make lye soap. She ate some lye. So all the life I've known her, she was sick. And we didn't know about healing back in that day. But she wanted all of us to go to school. They couldn't send us, but she prayed especially that the Lord would allow May to go to school because she didn't have the work skills that we had. I found out later she worked more than we did. She didn't have to go to the field. She did the housework. It was a lot of work. But he just said, tell them about your mom, about her faith in me, about what you saw, about what she said. And I mean, many of you can look at your moms and your grandmoms and your uncles and your aunts, and you can see that they had faith like Abraham. They had faith like Isaac. They had faith like Jacob. And the best that they knew how, they pleased God. And they trusted God with all of their heart. And God came through for them in so many ways. So, you know, God has set the stage for things in your life. He'll set the stage for things. So her praying for May to be able to go to school, my third brother decided he wanted to go to Florida. And he did. After he finished school, got out of school and worked for a year or so, saved his money, moved to Florida. So when she graduated, he said, I'm going to send her to school. Then my next sister, he said, I'm going to send both of them to school. So she got out, and she was praying, Lord, my children go to school. They won't have to go to the field all the time, all of their lives. I want them to go to school. And so when May got out, she said, okay, Cora, I'll get you through, and she did. And my brother, he went only like a couple of years for Trey, got us out. We turned around and helped each other. That's what she taught us. That's what she taught us. And she was a strong woman of faith and had a mind that wasn't wasted on what she knew, But you remember that story about those black women who were the mathematicians? I don't remember the name of that movie. I believe she could have been one of them. As a matter of fact, I know she could have been one of them if she had been in the position. But the Lord just said, tell them about faith of things and people that you know. It's good to know the Bible, but it's good to know here and now. It's good to know here and now. So she worked so hard, and when I was about 14 or 15, she got sick. Couldn't go to the field anymore. I mean, she worked in the field. She canned everything. We had truck patches big as cotton fields, put up everything in the freezer. After we got one, canned everything, made our clothes, all of that. No, not Indy. She never ran out of time. We are constantly running out of time. The wisdom of God will stop me. I'm not talking about you, from running out of time. Faith in God with a goal set and then going toward that goal will keep me from running out of time. And so my dad was the same. He loved God. He loved God. He lived a godly life. They didn't fuss. They didn't fight. They didn't cuss. They didn't do any of that. I don't fuss. I don't fight. I don't cuss. I don't do any of that. Sometimes my husband want to know why you asking. He think I'm nagging. I don't nag. I just want to know. Glory to God. The Bible says better to live on a rooftop than with a nagging wife. Hallelujah. I don't want him to going up on the rooftop. Amen. 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 Glory to God.